But basically, this week's parashios is Vayakel Pekudei. Alright, so Vayakel Pekudei, there's something very interesting. There's one basic question with Vayakel Pekudei. What's the basic question? Why do we need it? There's almost nothing added in Vayakel Pekudei. Raya Ledover, my son just finished, is finishing Sefer Shmos tomorrow. Vayakel Pekudei, they did in a few days. Right? Even though it's long, it's very long, it's 250 something psukim. Right? But when all is said and done, everything is already repeated. Everything is stuff that we've already known. So why do we need it at all? Secondly, why does it belong in Sefer Shmos? Sefer Shmos, the Ramban says in his Hakdamah, Sefer Shmos is Sefer Hagolus Vahagu'ula. It's a Sefer of the servitude and the redemption. Now, that makes sense, but not for most to say for Shmos. That makes sense, the beginning of Shmos, Bnei Yisrael go down to Mitzrayim very quickly, they become Avodim, right? Makes sense, starts with Golus, the Jewish people are terrible, Golus, and then it describes the Geula. So the Geula goes clearly to when they leave Egypt in Parshas Bo, and it goes in Parshas Beshalach, right? But afterwards, what about, there's Kabbalah Satorah, Parshas Yisrael, right? And then there are all the parshios of the building of the Mishkan and Cheda Ega. Makorekan. What is this doing in Sefer Shmos? The Ramban himself deals with that question in his Hakdamah. And the Ramban says that Geula does not end when you leave servitude, right? And it doesn't even end when you're a free man, but until El Ma'alas Avosam Yashuv. Until they return to Ma'alas Avosam. And he quotes the Psukim at the end of Sefer Shmos. How does Sefer Shmos end? Vayichas ha'anan es ha'ol moed uchvod Hashem aleyes ha'mishkan. Right? The anan covers the ol moed uchvod Hashem big machlokas Rambam and Rambam what that means, not for now, maleyes ha'mishkan. Ve'lo yachol Moshe lev ol moed, even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go in ki shachan alav anan uchvod Hashem aleyes ha'mishkan again. We're talking about where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests amongst Bnei Yisrael. Ma'alas ha'vosam yashuv. Bnei Yisrael started in Sefer Bereishis with the Avos, which had a direct connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how Sefer Shmos has to end. Geula is when you have this experience of Kvod Hashem Aleyes Mishkan. But now we have a question, and that question is Ma Ze Vayakel Pekudei. What is Vayakel Pekudei doing here? And I want to tell you that Vayakel Pekudei is not only necessary for some basic things which we're going to see in a moment, but Vayakel Pekudei is seemingly necessary to tell us our whole understanding of the purpose of the Mishkan in general, and if we want to build a Mishkan, how are we going to succeed? What do I mean? Is the Mishkan an important building, yes or no? You say yes. Why do you say yes?
What do you mean by building itself?
I'm saying, is the Mishkan important? Yeah. Is the Mishkan a necessity for the Jewish people?
It's himself.
Correct. Necessity is a better question. Is the Mishkan a necessity? Who can tell me? Some Mepharshim would seem to say at first glance that it's not a necessity. How do you know they say it's not a necessity? No, when was the tzivui of the Mishkan? Huh? Very good. Meaning, in the psukim it's very clear. In the psukim it's very unclear. Why is it very unclear? Because we have a tzivui of the Mishkan in Parshas Truma, which is before Cheda Egel is mentioned in the Torah. But then we have a tzivui again after the Cheda Egel. Right? And that is Vayakel Pekudei. That's our parsha. So it's very unclear exactly why the Mishkan, if the Mishkan is a necessity or not. Some Mepharshim at first glance might seem to say that the whole necessity of the Mishkan was only after Cheda Ega. We don't have time to explain that. I don't think that's exactly what they say. There's Forno among others. But I don't think that's exactly what they say. But that's definitely what it would seem to say at first glance. So the Mishkan's not a necessity. So what is the Mishkan? And the Torah is spending so much time on the Mishkan, right? Repeating the Mishkan over again. What do we say in Sefer Bereishis? Huh?
I mean, it's not a necessity. It is a necessity. It might not be an ideal or a theoretical requirement.
It's not even, according to the simple understanding of the Torah, it's not even a necessity. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to part of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said after Cheder Egel that he doesn't want to rest amongst the Jewish people, and Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in part of his tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would at least rest within them in the Mishkan.
So for dwelling for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell among us, the Mishkan needs to be a necessity.
For Bnei Yisrael to maybe feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dwelling amongst them, it might be a necessity. But the truth is, I don't want to discuss that part so much, because there's not much we could speak about this for days. But I do want to speak about something else. And what do I want to speak about? How the Mishkan is a limud ledoros of how a person can take a spiritual experience and make it everlasting. That is the purpose of the Mishkan. And because of that, it's very important to know what the Mishkan contained, and it's also very important to know how the Mishkan was built, which will be mefarad in two different ways. And only by understanding those things are we going to be able to come to terms with what the mitzvah of building a Mishkan Ledoros is. The tzivui for the Mishkan is originally mentioned in Parshas Truma. It says, V'chein ta'asu, meforshim, same in Tapi the Gemara, Ledoros is a mitzvah Ledoros. Similarly, a mitzvah Ledoros of building a Beis HaMikdash. But the Ikar is the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, technically speaking, the Mishkan is only temporary. And if the Mishkan is only temporary, and you could go to Shiloh now, right, and you could go to Tel Shiloh where they think that the Mishkan was, and there's good reason to assume we know exactly where the Mishkan was, and you could walk there even though your tummy makes, because there's no Kedusha there anymore. The whole Mishkan, even the place where it rested for over 300 years, is Kedusha's Zman. It's temporary. So what is the Mishkan? So the Mishkan is, I'd like to tell you, a way to take Kedusha and to make it eternal. How are we going to do that? We'll see in a moment. Let's begin. The Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Truma. The Ramban comes and says a fundamentally important thing. Says the Ramban, what is the purpose of the Mishkan? V'sod HaMishkan, says the Ramban, Shriya HaKavod Asher Shochan Alav Bahar Sinai Begaloi Shochen Alav Benister. The secret of the Mishkan is to be able to take the experience of Mamad Har Sinai and to travel with it, to be able to take it with you. That is the purpose of the Mishkan. And why does the Ramban make so much sense? Because Parshas Yisro Mishpatim, what's at the end of Parshas Mishpatim? Nase v'nishma, etc. Right after that, Tzavet v'yisrael v'yikhuli truma, me'ed kol isha, she'yivan v'bol t'kul truma. What is the tzivui? The tzivui is to build the Mishkan. The tzivui to build the Mishkan comes right after the mention of the spectacular event of Maimon Har Sinai. Why? Because the Mishkan is a means of translating Mamad Har Sinai to something eternal. Why? Because I say al pi divrei chasidus, I heard once. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Ein lecha adam she'ein lo sha'ar." There's no person who doesn't have his moment. The simple pshat is there's no person who doesn't have his moment in the sun, his moment of glory. However, if you look at some of the Sifrei Chassidus, they point out that's not only someone is, you know, you need this exact person at a specific moment in her. There is no person who doesn't have his moment of spiritual awakening. Be it that he's miraculously saved from a car crash, be it that he has a tremendous tefillah the first time he goes to the Kotel, be it whatever it may be, but a person has a spiritual uplifting moment. The question then is, how do you translate that into a part of your life? How do you make that into a part of your life? Because you can't live at the summit of that moment for all eternity. It's impossible. Why? Because any time of tremendous uplifting is built upon the fact that there's an element of chiddush. There's something new, there's something unexpected. There's something that I experience now that I haven't experienced before. So if I continue to feel that, what's going to happen? It's going to get dry, and it's going to get repetitive, and it's going to get routine. And then it's not going to be something which can propel me even further. And therefore, every moment of spiritual awakening requires something to be able to translate that into making it part of your life. That is the purpose of the Mishkan. The purpose of the Mishkan is to take the Kavod Hashem Begodoy and to live with your penister, to be able to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, involved in your life, even though you don't hear the kolos ubrakim and you don't see the anan kaved al ahar, and you're starting the process of normal everyday existence. That's what the Mishkan is all about. And therefore, the building of the Mishkan. And my friends, if you remember the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, what is the Ramban's whole vort about life? Are Nisim Gedolim the Iker and Nisim Nistarim? Nistarim. Why? The essence is to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7, no matter what happens, even when you have trouble seeing Him, even when you don't realize He's there. And therefore, Mamad Har Sinai is an amazing moment, which according to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah d'orais that Ramban has, both in his Perashat HaTorah and in the mitzvah Sheshachach HaRav. He has a mitzvah d'orais that it's usher to forget Mamad Har Sinai. But still, the Ramban says, Mamad Har Sinai is a moment you have to take with you and to inject into your life. That's what the Mishkan does. And therefore, the Mishkan is, on the one hand, preparation for getting to that next tremendous day when the Beis HaMikdash is built. But how long did that time take? How long? They had the Mishkan in the desert, and then they had the Mishkan how long? The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, counts. Right, they had it for 367 years in Shiloh, which was after the original 14 years, right? And then there was 79, huh?
I think it was 369.
369, could be. Something like that. But Bekitzer, it was basically 450 years, right? 450 years. It's a lot of time. And therefore, you have to take that moment of Mamad Har Sinai and to translate it into Doros. That's what the Mishkan is. So very quickly, my friends, what do we learn from the Torah? How to build a Mishkan and succeed. And I'm not going to get into this now, but I'm going to give you some more makomos. See the beautiful Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi discusses why it is that the order of the Torah in mentioning the Mitzvah of Shabbos and mentioning the the tzivui of the Mishkan is the opposite order before Cheda Egel than it is after Cheda Egel. Right? Take a look there. The Beis HaLevi. And Sefer Shmos. And secondly, what was the other Maramakom I wanted to give you? We'll come back to in a second. The Beis HaLevi, I think it might be on Kitisa. I don't know if you go to Bayaka. I don't remember. But you'll see it there. It's the one who discusses this. But my friends, and this is the Ikka, you have to look at how the Mishkan was built. The Mishkan was built, number one, Asher Yidvenu Libo, right from the beginning of Parshas Truma. The Mishkan had to be developed with Nedivos, with someone who wanted something above and beyond what they weren't. Satisfied. They weren't satisfied with, we had Mom and Har Sinai, we could go. No, you have to take that moment and you have to make it less. Right? Asher Yidvenu Libo. This lashon of Yidvenu Libo appears throughout the building of the Mishkan. Two phrases. Nadva Yidvenu Libo, Nadva Rucho, and Nisao Libo. Those lashonos appear throughout. If anyone is a student of the Rambam, what will they find in the Rambam? The Rambam uses those Lashonos. Where does he use those Lashonos? In Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah. By someone who dedicates his life to Torah. Right? The Rambam there uses the Lashon of Nadva Libo. No. Niso Libo. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, where he speaks about, this is the Rambam I showed you, about Kohanim. V'lo Sheva Levi Bilvad. Right? This is someone who's dedicating their life to a cause. Right? The difference between the soul libo and not the rucho, look at the mefarshim, they explain beautifully the orachaim hakodosh, the Ibn Ezra, ayin sham, about my friends. This was donating the necessary things to build the Mishkan. Who built the Mishkan? Betzalel, Betzel, El. Right? Who else built the Mishkan? Who else built the Mishkan? It says in the Psukim over and over again. Chochmei Lev. Very good. Chachmei Lev, over and over and over. Who are these Chachmei Lev? Arona Ve'aban, and understanding Chachmei Lev is so important. And you guys have to look in Sichos Musar, where he speaks about Chachmei Lev. This is one of, each Sichos Musar is a gold mine. Sichos Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz. Just to understand a little bit of Sichos Musar, Rav Vick says, one Sefer Musar he likes is Sichos Musar. Many people say Sichos Musar is not really Musar, but it's brilliant Musar. What do I mean it's not really Musar? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who the Sichos Musar based upon his drashos, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was first and foremost a Rosh Yeshiva who was sholeik b'chol Torah kul Hashem k'mo. Mama Shinkin. She's sons now, the sons of Rafal Shmulevitz, Rosh Yeshiva Nir now, sholeik. They say he's not his father and he's holding mid in everything, right? But he was also a lambda. And he wasn't a Baal Musar. He only became a Baal Musar later because he was at Tzadik Gomor and they asked him to give these drushos. But he didn't learn Musar and Musar Seder, they say. Imamish, he was a lambda. So each one of these pieces is not just stam, like, you have to be a good Jew, you know, etc. It's building off a Yesod and the Torah with such depth. I heard also from Rav Reisman, from Brooklyn, from Torah Vidas, Imamish, Sichos Musar, that's what got me when I originally heard from Rav Reisman years ago, but Imamish, you have to know Sichos Musar. So there he explains Chochmei Lev, and he has a basic question. And this is a Yesod that you cannot forget. The Pasuk says, right? The whole Chochmei Lev, Asher Mileisiv Ruach Chochma. It's very weird. They're Chochmei Lev that I gave them Chochma. And that the Medrash says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosein Chochma Ela L'mishir Rotze Chochma. What does it mean Chochmei Lev? What does it mean Chochmei Lev? So he explains, he proves from Shlomo HaMelech, etc. You know what Chochmei Lev are? You know the people who succeed in life? Chochmei Lev are people who want Chochma. The piece is called Bakashas HaChochma. If you want Chochma, then you can get Chochma. And these are the people who built the Mishkan. The people who built the Mishkan were what we call, in simple terms, Mivakshim. A Mivakish. A Mivakish is someone who really wants it. Someone who really wants it doesn't have to be the smartest, right? He doesn't have to be in. What he has to do is he has to want. And if you want something, that's what a Chochmei Lev. Chochmei Lev are people who know in their mind that they can't live without Chochmei. So he says, Shlomo HaMelech, when he was given one wish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he ask for? He asked for Chochmei. When he asked for Chochmei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give you everything else. Because if your top desire in life is Chochmei, then you can succeed. And he explains with Chachma Sator, etc. The piece there is a necessity. Read and reread and reread till you have it set. But my friends, I have a question on the whole piece. Because it's such emes, we have to ask a question. What question do we have to ask? I understand why you could say that only a Chacham Lev is going to become a real Talmud Chacham. But why did the Chachmei Lev have to build the Mishkan? Why did the Chachmei Lev have to build the Mishkan? Chochmei Lev are people who want Chochma. So why do they have to build? And it's not mentioned once in the Torah. It's not mentioned twice in the Torah. It's mentioned 15 times in the Torah. And this week's parshios again. Why do we have to know that they're Chochmei Lev? Why do they have to be wanting Chochma? Why? I think because of the same reason. The Mishkan is a mitzvah ledoros. Of how you take a moment of spiritual ecstasy. And you make it into a part of your life. Now, you can lose that moment, right? You can have that moment, but you can't lose the desire, the Chochmei Lev, of taking that moment and make it happen. The people who built the Mishkan, and this was men and women, right? The women were involved in the curtain, the Pesukim say, right? Well, what do? You have to want that moment of Mamad Har Sinai to continue. You have to love Chochmei. Then you could build the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is not just building a thing, it's taking that moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the world, and the whole world knew, and the whole world felt, in Yiddishkeit, the Jews of all generations were there, including us. Right? And to make that moment a part of reality for life. And you have to want to continue that moment. And the last, but not least, that we'll speak about in this regard is, well, we won't have time to do that, the Sher Shmoyis says, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. This is what everyone quotes in the Shuk Parsha. Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, it's mentioned, I think, 19 times. How many? You don't know this one? Huh? I'm not so good with numbers. I think it's 19 times. Over and over and over again. That's part of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi explains that to a certain degree there was no difference between the Cheder Egel and the Mishkan. Both of them were a means of having something physical which is related to the Jewish people being able to experience that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them. But one was Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, and one was. And I think this is in two ways. Number one, there are no shortcuts. Rav Amitav Zatzah used to always say, "In patentim." You know what that means? Patent is like a trick. In patentim. You want to be a Talmid Chacham. You want to succeed in life. You got to work hard. Right? Tavori likes to say, people want to become a Talmid Chacham overnight, but they want to get some sleep too. Meaning they're not willing to put one night into it of total putting everything into it in order to become a Talmid Chacham. Right? We want to take it easy. There's no, we could have said, you know, it doesn't really make a difference if this is a little bit circular over here or if this is straight. Every single detail was there. There were no shortcuts. And number two, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe is looking to live a life where the Word of God is the guiding force in the way I live my life. And if we attempt to live a life where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a guiding force within the way we live our life, so then we can take all the moments that come and we can make them last. Now, my friends, I'm sure each and every one of you have had different moments in life where you felt this, let's call it Ma'amad Har Sinai, felt this spiritual moment. On the other hand, and at the same time, you guys have probably also experienced certain times in yeshiva, which might not have been a Ma'amad Har Sinai or whatever. Certain times in yeshiva, I remember when I was in yeshiva, every day I would go back and forth. I would say, I can never be a Talmid Chacham, I gotta go make a lot of money. But then another day I would say, you wanna know what? I think maybe I could be a Talmid, I don't know. You know, maybe the money. Right? Every day. Like 50, 60 times a day. Right? Back and forth. I don't know if this happens to you. Right? No? Too much smiling, making me assume that I'm the only person this ever happened to. Right? So what's the idea? The idea is taking even if it's not a Ma'amad Har Sinai, but taking that and saying, okay, let me make a plan. The Mishkan is the plan to get to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And if you follow the plan of the Mishkan of making it with life, you take Har Sinai with you. You take this moment with you at every point, and therefore you don't have to be on that spiritual ecstasy, even when it's those difficult moments, you know, etc. But what do they allow for? Mara says, when you learn Torah, you have to re-experience Har Sinai. What allows you to do that? By building a Mishkan. And this is memorized. Bilvavi Mishkan Evan. Right? I think it's the words of Rav Hutner. Right? Bilvavi Mishkan Evan. That's not a pasuk. Right? You build a Mishkan in your heart. Right? And then you have a Ner Tamid. You have something with you for life. Right? You take it with you at every moment. Obviously, sometimes it'll be easier, sometimes it'll be harder. But Bakashas Hachochma, Bichochme Leiv, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Beli Patentim, and then the Kavod Asher Shochel Lav Barisim Begolui, Yishkun Alav Benister. That's a regular achas, important things in Vayakov Pekudei, and then we could say that we're Geulim. Geulim doesn't mean that they got to the final part. The first stage of Geula, says the Ramban, is they got to the part where Kvod Hashem Malei at the Mishkan. Wherever they went, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. This is a way to never have to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen. Okay, we gotta get back to that. Okay, let's see. Good. Good. Okay. Good. 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 Good.